This I Believe. Julio Garzon is editor of New York's La Prensa, a Spanish-language newspaper read by people from 25 Pan-American nations. His career in journalism has included posts on newspapers in his native Colombia, in Argentina, Cuba, and Puerto Rico, as well as in this country, to which he came in 1920. He has won an impressive number of awards for his outstanding public service as a reporter and editor. This is Julio Garzon's creed.
On July the 6th, 1910, I witnessed the passing of the Halley Comet from the patio of our house in Bogota, Colombia. This was one of the great experiences of my life, though I was only 4 years old. The description given by my father, a celestial body, and the spectacle of the luminous train following the nucleus filled me with awe. Here I was seeing something sublime, something heavenly, the meaning of which was beyond my means of comprehension, but nevertheless brought the presence of God closer to my young heart. Mine was not destined to be a placid life. Not many years after that day, my father was to find it necessary to go into exile with his family for political reasons. We were three children, two boys and a girl. I saw my little sister die of malaria in a village on the Atlantic coast of Panama. Her death from this deadly parasite came so swiftly as to leave us all stunned. Again, tragedy from this dread disease hit us, taking from us my father a few years later. Thus, I was only a very young boy when circumstances made it imperative that I share with my brother the responsibilities of supporting ourselves and our mother. The First World War brought me in contact with the tragedy of human ambitions and passions through the sight of mutilated Allied veterans and enemy war prisoners. The armistice found us in Havana, Cuba, to which city we had immigrated. From there we moved on to the United States, the country to which I owe so much, for it gave my family and me every opportunity in life. I have had my share of jolts, both material and spiritual. Through it all, however, I have managed to maintain intact my faith in the justice of God and in the truth of love. In my darkest moments, I have always managed to gain great comfort in recalling the biblical passage of the boat ride by Jesus on the Lake of Gennesaret in Galilee, when the boat found itself in the midst of the violence of a squall, and the master was sleeping quietly, unaware of the danger which the fishermen sailing the boat were observing with great fear. In their sudden terror, they hurried aft to where Jesus was sleeping and awakened him with their cries of, "Master, Master, do you not care if we drown?" Jesus arose quickly and conjured the elements to be calm, whereupon he turned to the fishermen and asked them, "Why were you afraid? How is it that after all this time you have no faith?" That brief moment on July the 6th, 1910, when I saw the Halley Comet, I was left with a faith in a divine power that has grown stronger with every new turn of adversity. I have found ample compensation for my enduring faith in the affection and respect of my friends, the modest distinctions I have received through my professional work, and in the love of my wife and children. Man's belief in a supernatural power is challenged today as never before by the pushers of the materialistic revolution of the times. In the midst of the mental and spiritual conflicts brought about by the material incentives and easy moral standards offered by ungodly doctrines, many are the souls that have lost their way. Their boat is rocking, and only fate can steer them out of the storm.
Those the beliefs of Julio Garzon, a noted Latin American journalist who lives with his wife and two daughters in Elmhurst, Long Island.